This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Remember that wheelie bag you once checked at the airport and never saw again? I know where it went. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, today's the day people goof off at work and use their company's computers to do online shopping. Adobe Analytics predicts online sales today, Cyber Monday, will be up 18% over last year, close to $8 billion. What was dubbed Small Business Saturday, something pushed by American Express to get people to shop at actual local stores, was a disappointment, with sales down between 7 and 10%, according to preliminary figures. Back to online, a lot of that shopping is now done on the fly, using phones. Marketplace's Emma Jacobs has that.
For retailers trying to capture consumers, it's not just that more people are shopping online, it's about which devices they are ordering from. Purchasing from phones has nearly doubled in the last 5 years, says Rod Sides, vice chairman and leader of retail and distribution business for Deloitte. That's because
screens have gotten bigger on mobile devices, so it's easier for the consumers to see.
Retailers have also refined apps and payment tools to make the shopping experience smoother on phones, including taking shoppers more directly to the checkout. Linda Kirkpatrick, executive vice president at MasterCard, says social media is becoming more and more of a conduit for retail.
The ability to go from those social media sites to the retail and commerce sites in a very seamless way brings the commerce to where the consumer is spending their time.
She says that means you may see what your friends bought and click to buy one too, all from your phone. I'm Emma Jacobs for Marketplace.
As they say at the track, and they're off. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 340 points, 1.4%. The S&P 500 up 1%. The NASDAQ Composite Index up 1.1%. The dollar is down. The euro is up at $1.13.5. Economist Julia Coronado is at Macro Policy Perspectives here in New York. Good morning.
Good morning.
I've been looking at my screens. I'm trying to find one reason not to worry about markets. I guess this is a little bit coming out of Italy.
Yep, some signs that they might not be as irresponsible with their fiscal situation may be leading the market to be a little more optimistic this morning.
All right, but a turbulent era we live in for markets up today. Be interesting to get some guidance from the chair of the Federal Reserve. That happens this week.
Yes, that's going to be an important speech from Chair Powell on Wednesday. And there's been a lot of turmoil in global financial markets. How concerned is he going to be about that? And will he give any indication that the Fed might consider pausing their interest rate hiking campaign as a result?
Economist Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Maybe the turbulence changes the Fed's collective mind on that rate hike, but rates probably do go up December 19th. We recently heard from Fran in New York, New York, who wanted to let us know that she appreciates Marketplace's in-depth reporting and that we help her better understand the economic and political issues of the day. To join Fran in supporting trustworthy, objective journalism, donate online at marketplace.org. Thanks to all the Marketplace investors who make our work possible.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
Coming out of this holiday weekend with the crush of travelers and really crummy weather in some regions, dare I ask, did your checked luggage make it to your destination? The number of lost bags is way down in recent years. In 2016, it dropped to 6 bags in 1,000. Some are found, some are not. Some of the strays are never claimed. Where do those bags go? Well, the stuff inside gets sold by a private company called the Unclaimed Baggage Center. From WBHM in Birmingham, Alabama, Gigi Duban reports.
On a recent Saturday morning in this small Alabama town called Scottsboro, about an hour south of the Tennessee border, there was a winter ski sale. No, this town doesn't have much of a winter, much less any skiing. But this sale, it's a big deal for the Unclaimed Baggage Center. So big that 28-year-old Casey Anderson drove more than 300 miles from Crestview, Florida. He snagged a lot of snowboarding gear.
I got 2 boards, a helmet, some goggles, and some boots. That's really all I needed.
The discounts were steep.
I'd say for 2 boards and everything, about $250, $300.
How much would that be if you bought it new?
Oh, man, that would be a grand, easy.
Anderson says it was a deal even after you factored in the cost of the Airbnb he got in nearby Huntsville, so he could be one of the first ones in the door. And there were dozens more like him. People even camped out in the parking lot for this special sale.
We've been holding a year's worth of product to roll out on this day.
That's Brenda Cantrell, brand ambassador for the Unclaimed Baggage Center. The company has been in business about 50 years, and it offers thousands of items at 20 to 80% off suggested retail. Every one of those items was, at some point, in someone's lost luggage. And people travel with weird stuff.
We have these antlers, a taxidermied frog, a sitar.
And then there's this ugly Christmas sweater with 2 neck holes.
My God.
Two people wear it, but it's one sweater.
It's a tandem sweater.
It's a tandem sweater.
The Unclaimed Baggage Center has exclusive agreements with all the major U.S. airlines to buy luggage that isn't claimed within 90 days. The company buys that luggage sight unseen. Unclaimed Baggage Center won't disclose how much it makes from the sales. John Strong teaches finance at the College of William and Mary. He says most retailers don't want in on this.
They wouldn't know what they were buying. And so for traditional retailers, that's not a very attractive proposition.
These days, fewer bags are getting lost. Strong says it used to be half of 1% of luggage was unclaimed. Now it's 0.25%. That's because the airlines are better at tracking bags. And baggage handling fees discourage some people from checking their bags in the first place. What isn't claimed goes to the Unclaimed Baggage Center. The company donates whatever it can't sell. In Scottsboro, Alabama, I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.
Virtual currency could be the way of the future. Bitcoin can also be a way to launder money and hide it from the authorities. So there is some irony in the news, as reported by the Wall Street Journal, that Ohio could become the first state to allow people to pay their taxes with their Bitcoin account. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.